who ride their bike regularly. Most everybody. And I think there are some people here that have been to Third Hand, but there's others that haven't. So one thing that Third Hand Bicycle Cooperative can offer is a space to keep yourself on the road as a cyclist, and it's a place where we can also share our solutions to successfully navigating in an infrastructure that isn't ideal necessarily for us, for people. So I guess what I brought the bike in here, I just wanted to kind of just offer a couple safety solutions that I've found useful. So visibility is obviously key on the road. So some of the things that I've done to my bicycle is I put some reflector tape. There's a front reflector and there's a back light. Those are all really, really good things. There's also, like vests available for, visibility as well. For my awareness, I like to also ride with a mirror so that I can see what's going on behind me. I have water in the back thing that I run with just a tube that makes it convenient for me. But another really powerful thing that I've found useful is these horns that are equipped with a Schrader valve, so you can pump up the horn through the this air bottle here that sits in your water bottle cage, and it's an air horn equivalent to a car horn, and that has literally saved my life. It's a way to communicate in the language of an automobile that is very useful. I've taken another step personally to carry with me some of this road paint, and so that when I encounter some gnarly road potholes and destruction, I'll mark it with the road paint just to kind of keep other cyclists aware of what's going on the road. Rader, do you want to talk a little bit? So I just wanted to offer those things first. So we have like about 10 or 15 minutes. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I guess where we're trying to relate all of this, and we're probably going to open it up into a discussion, is how that movie kind of relates to cycling in this town, and how we can think about transportation in terms of living in an urban environment, and where. And how it kind of connects into like these socioeconomic situations, like with race and class, I guess that where Third Hand comes into that is offering up resources for cyclists, for people to become cyclists. So, does anybody have any questions or anything?
I've been really interested in becoming a cycler and going to work and things like that. But because of where I live, I'm not certain of where there's safe roadways to travel. Is there some kind of resource online for that?
Oh, actually, we brought it with us. The Columbus Metro Bike Users Map. We have these at the bike co-op. And some folks have gone through Columbus and outlined a lot of all the major roadways and the level of safeness on each roadway. So if you want to pick up a copy of this map.
Yeah, we have them at Third Hand, and you're welcome to have this one too. It kind of highlights the inadequacy, again, of the current situation. This video is something that's from the Netherlands, and so I just wanted to just kind of show this in the backdrop as an example of a place that has taken some steps to prioritize cycling as a means of transportation. So, all through the city, on both major roadways and side streets, there's a different colored asphalt lane that exists. and you can see the elderly rather bike there. It's incredibly safe experience, and it takes a priority even. It's not just given a space, but at red lights, you'll come to a stop with cars, and then the bicyclists have their own traffic signals, and the bicycle traffic signal turns green first by several seconds to allow the cyclists to move ahead and become visible into the traffic. It's all stuff that is just very basic that really needs to happen here.
And it will happen here the more cyclists that start riding on the streets and riding in groups and riding all the time. And, you know, not using, I mean, everybody raised their hand who has a car as well as a bicycle, but maybe not using their car as much. Right now, the city plans to install a bike lane on High Street what they're calling it is Sharrows.
It's not a bike lane.
It's not really a bike lane. It's arrows that say share, that are kind of like share the road arrows with
it's really a symbol
of a bicyclist on the road.
It's really nothing more than a bike sign that's then just placed on the road. It doesn't really offer the kind of boundaries that we need that, you know, this video, for example, shows. It's a great step, but it's not adequate. So I think, you know, at Third Hand, it's another place where we can organize together and begin to advocate for some of the more significant changes that could happen.
What are the Columbus rules about riding on sidewalks?
It is illegal. Oh, thank you. It is illegal to ride your bicycle on the sidewalk.
Are there some
unless you're under the
designs
age.
Sidewalks that are also bicycle trails?
No. Only where the bicycle trail ends and there's a sign that says four bikes. But otherwise, unless you're under the age of 14 or 12, it's illegal to ride on the sidewalks. I've had some friends who were ticketed for riding on the sidewalk before.
Yeah, it's actually really dangerous too. Because at least on the street, everything else is moving, but you know, there's lots of stationary things.
I was wondering if the we could talk about any thoughts about building like bicycle infrastructure in disadvantaged communities, because I know in Pittsburgh, where I'm from, we have this problem where the Pittsburgh Bike Organization and all the active bikers are predominantly white and have nice bikes and are like, you know, active cyclists. And the priority lanes for them are not the same priority lanes for like poor, you know, lower class neighborhoods. And I really haven't thought of a way to try to resolve that issue where those like the elite bicyclists' needs are met first and not like people who need it.
Well, we have an organization. That's the organization that we're from. That's exactly what we're doing. We're in a neighborhood where people can actually benefit from us. Most people that utilize the shop are people that can't afford to go to a bicycle shop. So we're not only like helping people stay on the road and fix their bikes, but we're also teaching them skills on how to fix their bikes and how to maintain them so that they continue riding. So it's kind of like keeping people sustainably riding bicycles and also providing. We're taking bicycles a lot of times from like rich like suburbanites who are like, I have too many bikes in my garage. And they donate them to us and then we give them back to our community who can actually benefit from them.
I'll confront that issue too. I live in the Wyoming Park neighborhood, which is just on the other side of High Street, but a couple blocks out. And that's a pretty low-income neighborhood, and there was actually a commission that was put together. Because, like, even the sidewalks are really messed up, you know, there'd be a cross, and then on the other side of the street, you know, the connector's, like, all the way over there, and stuff like that. And it's really kind of problematic. I'm just like, I don't know what the hell they're going to put together. And there was plans, you know, install bike lanes, maybe even make some of the streets two-ways, where there's a one-way street, because a lot of it is then people are, you know, straight two-way street, you can see all the way down to the highway. So yeah, people were driving insanely fast down it. And then, so this plan was going together pretty well. There was a good team, it was making progress. And then there was kind of like a kickback from the wealthier neighborhoods directly, mostly the neighborhoods directly north of it, just being like, hey, we like our freeway, you know, like, we don't want to slow down, like, you know, so there's, and the, yeah, and they really kind of kill it, like, so, I don't know if there's anything that we can take from that, but, yeah, the problem seems to be, yeah.
To the right.
Do you guys have a website or some contact information?
Yeah, it's thirdhand.org is the website, and you can get all the necessary information there.
B-R-D or T-H-I-R-D?
T-H-I-R-D, H-A-N-D.
There's also Critical Mass here, if anybody's interested. It's
it is.
The last Friday of every month, it's 5:30, meet in front of the State House, not actually in front of it, but in front of the McKinley statue, actually, because the cops, the power troopers can do out if you actually go along to the state grounds.
The other thing I wanted to kind of focus on is the nature of cooperatives and the value of cooperatives. You know, in the movie it talks a lot about, you know, like community versus this corporate structure that is quite destructive and dominating. And cooperatives are an organization style that brings people together to meet their mutual needs and share resources. It's, you know, there's lots of different kinds of cooperatives. Third Hand is just one example. You know, you can pretty much meet any of your needs through some type of cooperative. It's a really, I think, in my opinion, important thing to seek out and to support and become a part of. So you're there's seven principles of cooperatives, and you know, it's democratically run, it's member owned. There's a concern for community, and I can't remember the others right now, but it's set up in a way that that is community oriented and, you know, benefits everybody that is a part of it. It's not an exploitation based structure. We're technically out of time, but I don't think anybody's racing in here. So, are there any other additional questions?
Thanks for the good work, and from a healthcare perspective, it's also good for health, and this is one way to bring our healthcare costs down. Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Yet.
Yeah.